Good morning.
Well, school board meeting, and we always catch up with you the day after for some highlights. What happened last night?
Yeah, we had a lot of recognitions last night. Representatives of the high school, Marshtown High School class of 1960, presented activities director Ryan Isgrig with a donation of $1,175. As a result of closing out their account, they were unfortunately not able to have their 60th reunion this past summer, and so they wanted to donate to the activities program, which, of course, has taken a bit of a hit during COVID. Also, Marshtown High School French teacher Naomi Musil recognized Rebecca Stone, who placed in the top 10 in the state of Iowa in a Le Grand Concours test, state and national test that she took. She also wound up ranked in very high in the national percentages with her score, so that was a first for Marshtown High School. Amber Danielson, executive director of the Arts and Culture Alliance, came and talked about the sidewalk murals that are being deployed at all of our elementary schools, starting with Franklin, Rogers, and Woodbury. Those are in honor of former student Christian Maxson, who was tragically killed in a car pedestrian accident. And we recognized, as we do annually, our 18 employees that are veterans of military service, with Veterans Day coming up on the 11th. Nicholas Nico Aguirre was appointed to our board once again. He will fill the vacated position of Bob Untied, and Nico will serve in that role under appointment for the next year. And then on November of 21, during the elections, that position, along with three other current director positions, will be up. And probably the most notable thing was the board received an update on both the Marshtown High School air conditioning project as well as the Anson renovation project and the grant for the tornado safe room. And the board approved FEH to move from schematic design to design development phase of that project in order to get us hopefully to a point of being able to go out to bid once we get into the new year.
Awesome. You know, I don't know that you and I have had a chance, and I know you are excited about this, the tennis complex, the new tennis courts. You want to talk a little bit about that? Because I don't think you and I know you and Ken have probably talked about it, but, you know, that exciting news. I know you're excited.
Yeah, we had a grand opening and ribbon-cutting event with the Chamber Ambassadors last Tuesday. I was really humbled by the number of people, despite the cold weather, that came out for that event. I really, truly believe that facility, which includes 12 state-of-the-art tennis courts as well as three pickleball courts, will be not only a great asset for our student-athletes, but for the community at large. James Christensen, our tennis coach and Bobcat Tennis Academy director, has already scheduled or been able to successfully schedule two USTA tournaments, youth tennis tournaments for the summer out there, which will definitely be economic development drivers. And I think the sky will be the limit for that facility. We had representation from the girls' high school athletic union there, and they were talking about how they could figure out a way to connect us up with some indoor courts so that we could actually host the state tournament. That's how impressed they were with the facility. So, you know, it's not anything over the top by any stretch, but it was done right, done correctly for the future, has the right number of courts for being able to host most anything, even including possibly a state tournament.
Wow, that's great news. Dr. Theron Schutte joining us with our Newsmaker segment. Appreciate it, sir.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.